As that great California band told us in the 1980s, the Bangles, yes, it's just a manic Monday. We have a lot of news for your morning buzzcast. Today is Monday, July 13th. I'm Abe Madcore. There was a ton of news in Weekend Wrap yesterday. If you missed it, go back and check that out. To start with today, SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey will meet with the league's athletic directors to discuss various scenarios about the 2020 football season. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby will meet with his athletic directors about the football season. And then the Big 12 Board of Directors is slotted to meet the following Monday. So look for some more news on the state and future of college football for this season in the days ahead. Big news last night, broken by our own Ben Fisher. Congrats to him. We sent out an alert around 9:30. The Washington Redskins today will announce that they will retire the nickname Redskins. This comes 11 days after stadium naming rights sponsor FedEx stated that it was asking for a change to the moniker. The new name will not be announced immediately because there are trademark issues, but the team will be going forward today, saying that their thorough review that they announced around July 3rd has concluded. The timeline for announcing a new name is unclear, but there's obviously a sense of urgency here by the Redskins. The NFL and the NFLPA management councils are expected to meet today in hopes of agreeing to terms on a return to work policy. We've talked about this on the Buzzcast. The players and management, they do seem pretty far apart, and training camp is scheduled to start in just a few weeks. The NFLPA held a call on Friday, and its leadership said it would have more answers early this week. The goal, apparently, is to get a final resolution by Wednesday or Thursday. If not, the start of training camp could be in jeopardy. How about a kudos to the NHL? Friday night, they announced that they had ratified a collective bargaining agreement extension for 4 years. The players and management also agreed on a return to play scenario. So well done on both sides. The 24 NHL teams that will be part of this playoff are set to begin training camp today. The tournament will begin August 1st, remember, in Toronto and in Edmonton. Players have until 5 p.m. today to exercise their right to opt out of the tournament without a penalty. So keep your eye on which NHL players are opting out. Meanwhile, big news out of the PGA Tour reported by Golf Channel today. The tour plans to play the remainder of this season's events without fans or pro-ams. Remember, the tour was supposed to have fans on the grounds at the Memorial starting Thursday, but that's not the case, and today the PGA Tour will extend the plan to play without fans at the season's remaining 9 events, including the 3 FedEx Cup playoff stops. Meanwhile, this move, like many others, is a response to just the increased coronavirus outbreaks across the country. Now, fans did return this weekend. We saw Road America in Wisconsin get about 10,000 fans on site Saturday for its IndyCar race. That made it the largest crowd at a U.S. sports events since the pandemic broke in March. Meanwhile, the PBR had limited fans, but at their venue over the weekend in Idaho. Meanwhile, the United Soccer League had a number of openings. There was one in Tampa, there was one in Louisville, there was one in Utah, and fans started to attend those events as well. So you're starting to see some markets reopen with some fans, and we'll keep an eye on that as it continues this week. Big news out of the racing world. We've hit on it. We set a breaking news alert earlier this morning. Tony Stewart, Ray Everham, Sandy Montag, George Pine. They are all behind the launch of Superstar Racing Experience, a racing circuit that will launch next summer. 6 short track races broadcast on CBS. They have a multi-year deal with CBS to carry the Saturday night races in primetime starting next year. George Pine has long talked about races, its short tracks. Of course, Tony Stewart has advocated this for a number of years. So this is a potential disruptor to the auto racing industry. We're going to watch it all week. We're going to see reaction from NASCAR and IndyCar. We'll look for reaction from drivers and teams and fans as well. So keep an eye on that story. Very interesting story out of Green Bay. A report over the weekend had that more than half of Green Bay Packer fans responded to a survey said that they would not attend a game this year. they would not attend a Packers game this year. That's more than half. The majority said because of concerns of the coronavirus, but there was also a number of issues that came up. Politics, health and safety requirements, and the cost of attending a game. But boy, does that not indicate the feelings that fans are facing if more than half of those diehard Packer fans aren't ready to go back to Lambeau Field this year. Meanwhile, I want to extend my best wishes for good health to Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott, who tested positive for coronavirus. Also, Arizona Cardinals owner Michael Bidwell was released yesterday from a Rhode Island hospital where he was being treated for COVID-19. We hope a quick and speedy and healthy recovery for Larry Scott and Michael Bidwell. So what did I say? A manic Monday. There is a lot going on today. There'll be a lot going on this week. That is your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, July 13th. I'm Abe Matcor. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.